evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 30th July 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a total of 16,840 COVID-19 infections detected within the last 24 hours. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said cases in Selangor remain high with 6,092 cases reported. Kuala Lumpur registered another 2,114 cases and Kedah had 1,281. More updates on Malaysia's COVID-19 report will be at astroawani.com. Meanwhile, the money laundering case involving Dato Sri Najib Razak's former media advisor Paul Stadlen has been withdrawn after he agreed to voluntarily release more than 7 million ringgit to the One Malaysia Development Berhad. In a statement today, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, said a settlement had been agreed upon involving Stadlen and UMNO legal advisor Dato Muhammad Hafarizan Harun, who had been charged with money laundering involving 15 million ringgit. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah reported a total of 11 coronavirus cases which were detected in Parliament yesterday. Out of the total, 10 cases were detected via RTKAG saliva-based testing and the other through an RT-PCR test, he said in a statement earlier today. On the international front, requirement to wear masks indoors has been made compulsory again in the United States for the people regardless of their vaccination status. In the ongoing battle to curb the COVID-19 caseloads surging across the country, according to the new mandate, starting tomorrow 5 a.m. onwards, all Washington, D.C. residents over the age of 2 will be required to wear masks while in indoor public spaces. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is asking every United States federal worker to either declare they are fully vaccinated or wear masks and be tested. India reports 44,230 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours, the highest in 3 weeks. The nationwide tally of infections has reached 31.57 million, while deaths rose by 555 overnight, taking the overall toll to more than 423,000. And in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison today said at least 80% of the country's adult population would have to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before the country can start reopening its borders to selected countries. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.